Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, we're going to look at week one matchup between TCU and Stanford. So our main focus these first couple of weeks are going to be like power four slash power five teams facing off against each other, because the production brought back and the talent level can be like compared in a better light versus like, you know, oh, we have a really good group of, you know, six team that just, you know, they've got a lot of production coming back, and then they're playing this middling, you know, Big Ten team or whatever, you know. So like, that's kind of, you know, it's a little more foggy whether or not the production will translate or whether or not you need to, you know, kind of take it with a grain of salt, right? And so when I'm looking at TCU, their returning production profile is elite, and that kind of stands out to me to start. They are 32nd in offensive returning production and 24th in S&P Plus last year, and they're third in defensive returning production and 54th in S&P Plus defense last year. So one thing that did stand out to me, they bring back Josh Hoover as their quarterback. And he was pretty, you know, serviceable. You know, I would say even underrated, especially in certain areas where he kind of goes overlooked. And one of those areas is he is actually 29th in EPA per passing attempt versus Power 5 teams. So that means, you know, the best type of competition, he ranked very high. And that's out of 200 qualifying quarterbacks also. So that is a big barometer for success, and I think that's going to be the pushing factor for the offense this year and how well they will do. And he also was very consistent in certain areas. You know, he's 43rd against the blitz, and you know, 45th in non-blitz attempts. So you know, there's consistency, not a lot of volatility in those areas. When it came to, you know, when it came to like clean pocket, under pressure, things like that, he was still pretty decent, you know, a little bit more average, you know, 84th in a clean pocket, and then, you know, 14th when under pressure. So a little volatility there, but like consistent across the board, and should be able to really hone in and do well in certain areas. Now, one thing about TCU's offense that stands out to me is they are a modern offense. And when I say modern offense, I mean they are, you know, integrating play action and motion into their offense. And I know I beat this drum home a million times, but the most inefficient passing play in football is a passing play where you just line up with no play action, no motion, and you just throw the ball. Now, that works for teams with like NFL-ready quarterbacks, but the vast majority of college quarterbacks are not going to play in the NFL. I mean, I don't really know why that is a hard concept for some people to understand, but that's the truth. And even some of the players who get drafted into the NFL, they never pan out anyway. Like, I mean, scouts know less about quarterbacks than any other position. It is the hardest position to scout. Anybody who is a professional scout, which I definitely am not, will tell you the same thing. So in college, to make up for these physical discrepancies, or you know, just talent in general, integrating play action and motion makes it easier for the quarterback. It gives them wider windows to throw through. It gives them an easier system. It is more friendly. And so TCU is 21st in play action dropback percentage and 18th in motion dropback percentage for pass attempts. And because of that, they do really well in those areas, and they're able to move the ball in an efficient manner. Now, one thing that also stands out to me is their pass rate over expectancy is very high. They are 16th in pass rate over expectancy on standard downs. That's plus 8.9%. which means that they throw the ball 48.9% of the time on standard downs. And then on passing downs, they're 26th at plus 7.14%. And that means they throw the ball 67.14% of the time on passing downs. So they are looking to pass the ball. That is how their offense is going to operate. Now, one thing that stands out to me from a prop standpoint when looking at this game is going to be wide receiver Savion Williams for TCU and his over for receiving yards. Now, I haven't got a concrete number yet because the markets where I'm at fluctuate pretty quickly, and they don't really like to release the market number until closer to game time, especially if it's not like, you know, your Clemson, Georgia, or like a big game. Like TCU Stanford is the biggest game today, but, you know, it's not a premier, you know, game. They don't like to be really exposed for too long. And so one thing that stands out to me is when I look at Stanford from a secondary standpoint, they were 127th in wide EPA per attempt last year. And that is basically your X receiver, anyone who's not in the slot. And that is going to be where Savion Williams primarily lines up. He is a big body receiver. He led the team in targets last year. He is their focal point. And I feel like, you know, there's going to be enough pace. There's going to be enough, like openings for him that he could definitely get over that total. Now, when it comes to the line for this game, the spread for me is kind of tough to determine, because even though Stanford was abysmal last year, I mean, and they were horrendous, they have elite returning production. You know, they're 9th in offensive returning production and 8th in defensive returning production. So even though that team was bad last year, they are going to improve to a certain extent this year. And one thing when driving the game environment, I really think something that's being overlooked here is going to be the pace of play of these teams. Now, TCU plays at – last year they played at a pretty breakneck pace. They were 3rd overall in pace, 21.6 seconds per play. And Stanford was like middle of the road, 68th in pace. But that type of environment, you know, you can – if TCU forces Stanford to play into that type of game environment, we could be looking at a potential shootout. And the passing profiles for these teams is definitely positive, especially when you have TCU as the favorite. When you have a favorite that has a positive PROE profile, they want to pass a lot, and they play at a high pace, that really opens up the game environment to push into another stratosphere. Now, I do not really have an opinion on the spread itself, even though I do think TCU is the better team. I think their defense will be improved with the new defensive coordinator, Andy Avalos, who is the former Boise State head coach. But with that being said, I think Stanford is going to be motivated. They will have Ashton Daniels out there again, who is going to get better, you know, as a quarterback. And I think this really is going to open up the game environment, and I think you could really see a nice shootout and an entertaining game. I don't know if we could say it's as entertaining as the Colorado game yesterday, which was just bananas, but I think you have the opening for the over, and I think Savion Williams is going to be right in line for a big game, potentially, you know, cracking 100 yards if it gets wide open enough from a game environment. And I think that is really, you know, where I'm going to be when it comes to this game tonight. Now, this is going to be the format for the remaining of the regular season. I'm going to look at games individually and plays individually. That way you don't have to listen to me drone on for several hours on an episode of all my favorite plays, simply because, you know, I know that everybody's time is valuable, and, you know, people have kids, people have jobs, you know, nobody wants to listen. I don't even listen to podcasts for that long, and I have more free time than most. And So this way you can, you know, look at the title. If it's a game that interests you or something that you're, you know, thinking about, you could click on that. And, you know, if you don't want to listen to the game with Miami, Ohio, and Toledo, you can be like, I'm not really interested in that. I don't want to listen. You know, you go on to another one. So I think it'll be the best method for all of us. We did really well yesterday. You know, Colorado just soared over the total for Shedeur Sanders, Jimmy Horn Jr., and Travis Hunter. So that was amazing. We did miss North Carolina's wide receiver McCollum and his over, which was unfortunate. It was a short sight by me. They just didn't play enough 11 personnel, and that showed in the data, but I thought they would get him more involved. And because the game was a slog, he just didn't get enough opportunity in the slot. But we were right about North Carolina, even though it was a nail biter to the end. But, you know, as they say, win's a win. So you have to kind of take, you know, the bitter with the better, right? So other than that, if you have any comments, suggestions, anything, you know, for new topics or new material or anything like that that you would like to hear about, you can reach out to me on Twitter or you can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. Other than that, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.